Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just want to know from the people. I want to know from you too. You guys are Astros fans. I'll put mine out first. This year, you know the team. We even know how it's going to start. What is a season for the Astros that isn't a failure? When you think about it, the Astros need to reach this point for you not to feel like their season is a failure. Now, I'll give you guys a little time to think about it.
Oh, I got it.
The Astros have to reach this point, whether it's win a certain amount of games, whether it is get to the postseason, whether it is win the World Series, whatever it is. The Astros, your Houston Astros, the six-time ALCS consecutively participants.
You know what I'm saying?
Four times in the World Series. Two-time champs on the cusp. And we don't have to argue here. We understand we may think differently, but on the cusp of being a dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
With a third championship. What do they have to do for you not to believe the season ends in a failure? For me, they have to at least win a series in the postseason. Get to the postseason and at least win a series. After that, you know, hey man, a lot of things can happen to win in the ALDS and get to the ALCS and get to a World Series. But to me, they should not just make the postseason, but also at least win a series. That's it. Yeah. That's for me. All right, that's where I'm going. Trailer Will and Frame text line. Where do the Astros have to reach for you not to feel like this season is a failure? Go ahead.
I'm already seeing from the 713, back-to-back 713.
I haven't looked at it.
ALCS at minimum. Woo! I don't know, man. I'm listening to you. That's kind of low.
Going to the World Series or bust?
Yeah, you got
to
go.
I'm low? Oh, you got to. Oh, yeah, for you, you got to go to the World Series.
You got to go. At this point, the Astros are, and this is a good problem to have, but the Astros are a prisoner of their own success or a victim of their own success. And at this point, when you set expectations this high or when you are this successful over this amount of time, I think that it's a fair expectation. I wouldn't call it unreasonable just for the simple fact that we understand that window to still be open, to still be what it is. Like, we don't feel like the time has really passed them by. So I feel like it's World Series. Like, you got it at the very least. Get to the World Series for one
that's
reason.
That's really hard. I mean, that is.
I would say for one reason, though, like, you've done it the last 2 years. And the only year in the last 4 years when you didn't do it was a fluky COVID year that nobody really recognizes as real. So, like, you've been there. You've been making these appearances. You've been dominating the American League for the most part. There are a couple other contenders. Everybody knows that the AL East is a really strong division. The AL Central, not so much. But, like, the Astros are. Like, they are the class of the American League. And so if we were to get to October, November, and we're further down the line of the season, and the Astros are in the ALCS and they lose to the Yankees or to the Toronto Blue Jays or the Cleveland Guardians, they call themselves the Guardians now. Like, if they were to lose in the ALCS, that would be hugely disappointing, I think, for Astros fans who have World Series expectations. Now, we've seen them lose in the World Series. We've seen them lose a game.
But
you seven.
Said they got to get. They got to get there. They got to win the AL.
Yeah, they absolutely have to be in the World Series to be a failure.
I'm saying it. Make it to the ALCS, champs or bust. At least win a division series. At least, Tyler, where are you at for this team not to be a failure? I mean, God, the postseason is kind of.
And we're talking about, and you said you said it earlier.
It like can be finicky. You can run into a really good pitcher, or you just have. Moments where
you prefaced it though and said unrealistic fan expectations are different than what is necessarily fair and reasonable.
But you're pretty reasonable.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying as you asked me as an Astros fan, as somebody who reasonably saying they could get knocked out in the ALDS.
But I'm talking about for you as a fan.
As a fan, yeah, no, I'm looking and I'm
it's
saying
a failure.
Hey, I expect to see them. I would feel failed as a fan if they did not
if
make
they
the
lost,
World Series.
If they lost to the Blue Jays in the ALCS. it's a failure.
Even with me acknowledging that the Blue Jays would be a worthwhile opponent.
Yeah, and I'm with B. Scott. I mean, really? I've grown accustomed to massive success with the Houston Astros, but even more so than that, I'm with B. Scott on that. We've become accustomed to this. You got to get to the World Series, but even more so than that, with in particular to the Astros and this long run they've been on, to me, in my mind, you're still in a place right now. You've been successful, but you're still in a place where you have to make this run count, if that makes sense. Because I can make the argument easily, the Houston Astros should already have at minimum 3 World Series championships during this run. So to me, it feels like you're trying to catch up. It's time to start racking these things up while you can, and this era is still going.
That's interesting. It's so hard. All right, let's take a break. I see people coming in on the Trailer Will and Frame text line. I got 2 guys right here.
Yeah.
World Series or bust.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.